Father Randy spoke of another chance to love. It is something that has resonated with me that day as well as the week, probably because I was getting ready to go back to school after 2 weeks off and know what the behavior I was going to encounter on Monday. So I work with fifth graders, and on occasion, challenging does not seem like a strong enough word to describe the events of my day. I don't think most people would believe some things that I write in a book, but Wednesday started off to be one of those days, and we have a behavior system where students can visually see their behavior. They watch it go up and down on a chart. So they're rewarded not only for good behavior, but when they do something poorly, you know, they can see that their clip is moving down. So on this particular day, I was met with a lot of attitude, and I acted by clipping down several students for their poor choices. One of my students responded out loud, and I can't imagine ever doing this in Mrs. Rush's class, you know, just out loud saying, well, I might as well go for red today. Of course, red, you know, meaning stop, it's, you know, the lowest choice. And that meant that she was just, you know, going to misbehave enough until she hit red. Now, not only was she on that path for the day, but multiple students in this particular class. So this is when I took the opportunity to love. I didn't, you know, get upset. I didn't respond. I just, okay, yes, I'm not teaching at this moment. This is what I'm going to do. So I started talking about how we all make mistakes. And I spoke about how when I make a mistake, I apologize and try to correct my error. I go to the person that it affected. What can I do to fix this? Or here is my correction. I also spoke about how my son learned what friends to hang around or how to ignore the person sitting next to you who is talking to you. They really listened when I said, you know, it benefited him one time in class because a particular student sitting next to him, you know, was doing something wrong, and the teacher knew based on his behavior that he had nothing to do with it. And you would have thought I, you know, told them that I was going to sprout horns because they couldn't believe that someone believed that nobody, you know, that the child didn't do the behavior. So I also then talked about how when you make a mistake, you say, okay, I messed up and I need to do better. Then you work hard to correct what you have done. And one thing about our behavior system that I like is that they can see the results pretty quickly. And so usually, you know, you try to get the good behavior in a positive direction. So I also talked about what great students I have and what high expectations I have of them. And I'm happy to say that this is one of the most attentive that this particular group of students has ever been on the whole for that amount of time that I was talking. And so this is not the first time that a student had remarked about clipping down and just throwing in a towel, but it just hit me wrong that day. You know, sometimes I just ignore it and go on. It may have been because it was one of my young ladies who was struggling between her sweet, kind self and a student who wants to fit in with the wrong crowd. Maybe it was because recently I had been feeling stressed and wondering when things would seem brighter and just needed to hear the positive thoughts out loud. So what I do know is that it was another chance to love. I will tell you that I could really see them soaking in my words and thinking about what I was saying. Thursday, which was the next day, that particular class's behavior was awesome. Now, unfortunately, I celebrated all too early because Friday was a brand new challenging day. But what I need to remember is that I do not have control of their environment, just as we all don't have control of ours, and I am one small part of their day and week. I need to not take their behavior and attitude personally. I do not know what they had to deal with that morning or the previous evening, but I do get another chance to love every day. I get the chance to be kind, listen, and to show them a different way. Now, we are all human, and we all have bad days. What we need to remember is that not all days are bad. We also need to remember not to borrow trouble from the next day. Life is extremely busy and very chaotic. We all seem to have this calendar constantly rotating in our head of everything that is going on and what we need to get done. Now, I am not suggesting we get rid of the calendar, but simply write things down and not worry about them until they arrive. I know that I am guilty of focusing on something that is occurring at the end of a week from the beginning of that week. What I learned time and again is that I always get everything done one day at a time. I need to create a manageable list for the day and be satisfied with accomplishing these goals. So I leave you with this. Borrow less trouble from tomorrow, do something nice for yourself and someone else every day, and take every opportunity for another chance to love.